Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We'll get things started with Martine.
Bob, how you doing?
Good.
So we saw Sean Murphy today and talked to him, and sounded like a pretty scary situation, like you had talked about. How happy are you just to see him back and looking healthy again? And I know he might be on some restrictions here early on, but just to have him back in camp, how good is that to see?
Yeah, he actually did some baseball work yesterday. So, I was surprised, how quickly we're doing that. We still have the same timetable for hopefully for him to be ready to start the season. But at the time, it was shocking to me. And then the whole process on what he was asking, was he going to get the surgery or not? And it just felt like, obviously a lot bigger than baseball. And the next thing you know, he's driving down here trying to get ready for a season. So it's nice to be young.
Manolo?
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good, Manolo. How are you today?
Frank, thanks. Well, Sean was letting us know that that he's very optimistic about opening day. Of course, he also talked to us to everything he went through. Actually, were two operations, and it sounds very painful from here. But of course, I'm 70 years old right now. But he's a very strong young guy. But do you think that probably in the first half of the season, you'll have to ease him a little more and not play him so much because of what happened?
I'm sure there'll be some sort of restriction on his workload, but we had that last year too, and then we ended up getting pushed back, and then it was a 60-game season, and I was surprised at how many games we actually did play him in a row, especially there at the end. So it's probably ends up being a progression at the beginning, which makes the importance of the second catcher for us. So that's one of the spots we'll be looking at really closely. But yes, I would expect some sort of a game schedule, and again, we'll take the lead from our training staff.
In that same sense, you mentioned the second catcher. How good do you feel now knowing that you have so many people to choose from? Now you have Aramis, and you have Austin, you have Carlos Perez, you have Francisco Peña, you have a whole bunch of guys.
We do. And Garcia was a big part of that trade, to try to bring, with Jonah going over there. From what I understand, Garcia was a name that we didn't get off of. A guy that we really wanted to get back here to have the options. And it was about the same timing of when Murph was going through his procedure and so forth. So yeah, it's at this point we feel good about the depth. How that plays out, we'll see.
Matt?
You said that on day one, partly because of that, you kind of focused on those catchers a little bit just in the first day of pitching catchers workouts. But as things have ramped up a little bit, have you formed any more impressions of any of those guys, seen anything that's stood out to you?
Garcia's really polished behind the plate. Obviously, Allen, his bat, you look at his minor league numbers. And those are probably the first two as far as what we're looking at. So it comes down to games. You can pretend you're getting an evaluation. It's just more of a sense of the person, and each and every day you get a little better. But it's not until you start games till you really start getting a really good sense about where we're going with this and what each guy has to offer and what's most important for us too. So once we get into games, I'll probably have more for you.
Vince?
Bob, it seems like whenever Jed Lowrie was an A, he was on the field and he was performing at a very high level for you. You went to the Mets and really didn't play for 2 years. What have been your early impressions of just seeing him on the field, and how does he look to you?
He looks good. As far as swinging the bat go, and we haven't, he hasn't been in, we haven't seen him in games yet, but I was surprised. You take basically 2 years off, and what did he get, four or five at bats the whole time? Now, he probably got some at bats at when he was doing his rehab and so forth, but it's not easy to maintain the same type of swing that he does, and he still has it. He's driving balls. He looks good both left and right-handed. I was surprised. You know, it's this game's difficult enough as it is, you know, even for part-time players, but basically have a couple years off. It's impressive to see what he's doing right now. And I talked to Chile some, you know, who was his hitting coach over there. And, you know, there was some back and forth on whether or not he needed the surgery or not, and finally got the surgery. And that, I think that was key for him to have some peace of mind and feeling like he's actually healthy.
And has he been taking ground balls as well?
Yeah. Yeah. His running progression is a little bit behind right now. We'll see what we have for him once games start, whether or not, you know, it's probably going to be more DH at bats probably to start. And then I'm not even sure that, you know, we have him available yet for early games, you know, for the games, but I'm surprised to see where he's at.
And finally, the way things happened so aggressively and in a positive way for the A's with their roster construction going into spring, how much has that changed your thoughts about your lineup construction? I know you do a lot of that, and I know it's still early, but the fact that you've got more options now, has that allowed you to think about the creativity of what your lineup could look like moving forward?
Yeah, and what options we have coming off the bench, which is key for us. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed today. We don't have another player to announce for you today. But we've been pretty consistent here in the last week or so about adding not only a good player, but a veteran player who, like I said before, is here to win. And yeah, I think the consensus, not only amongst the staff and myself, but amongst the players too, the feeling about the team is, you know, gained some momentum here in the last week to where everybody's really excited about what the roster could look like.
Anthony.
Hey, Bob, Anthony Flores with NBC Bay Area. With a few days before games get going here, is there anything more you'd like to see from the team?
Well, we got a bunch of players here, so we want to try to give everybody a good look before we get into games. You know, some of these games are, at least to start, are going to be 7-inning games. So, you know, some of the younger guys or some of the depth or some of the guys that are down around, you know, 50 to 70 number probably won't be getting, you know, a ton of reps during the game. So it's kind of time to see them right now, whether it's, you know, we have pitchers throwing live today, you know, some of the depth pieces facing these guys. So it's right now, it's just time to learn these guys before we get into games. But health, you know, obviously you want to stay healthy before we get into games as well.
Has it been more challenging because last spring you didn't have to go through the protocols in terms of trying to evaluate talent because you're breaking groups off into smaller groups than you normally would?
It doesn't feel like it. You know, our staff has done a really good job with the schedule here where it doesn't really feel like that. You feel like maybe you're out there a little bit longer, but it's very fluid. You know, we have guys moving around like we normally do. We're using all the fields. You know, so you're able to get a lot of work done in, even though, you know, the stretch times are all staggered and on paper, it looks like it's hard to get to everybody, but it hasn't felt that way. It's felt pretty normal. I think a lot of it has to do with going through the protocols last year and being a little bit more used to it.
And in terms of Sean and just kind of ramping him back up, is it something where you speak with him or you kind of have to say, okay, let's make sure he's not trying to overexert himself too early?
He's always going to tell me he feels great. So I rely on the training staff as far as his progression. So that doesn't fall under my job description. And certain guys, you know, I'm not saying he's not honest with me, but he wants to play and he's always going to tell me he feels good. So I rely on the training staff just as much.
Thank you.
Matt.
After a week, have you noticed, I guess, have there been any specific ways in which your spring routine has been different this year? Maybe not the on-field evaluation, but just are there things that you're not able to do or have to do differently compared to the way that you have traditionally done them in spring?
You know, the big difference is everybody's here. You know, we were at big league camp, you know, and we'd come over here for a few days, but we still had some stuff going on over there. everybody kind of stretching at the same time and then breaking. As far as that goes, that's not the same. But once we get to doing our work, it's been staggering enough where you can make it and around and see everybody, which is kind of surprising if you were to look at our schedule and see all the different arrival times and stretch times and dynamic warm-up times, and you know, everything's staggered. But once we get onto the field, it's run really smoothly and kind of felt normal, so to speak.
Manolo?
Bob, along your very long career as a player, now as a manager, have you had any experiences of a specific player that went through what Sean Murphy is going through, like a long thing? You know, any kind of experience like that that you could please share with us?
Not like that. Not that I can remember. You know, he's had to deal with it. He finds himself, you know, in the lineup when it counts. I probably have something. I can't. I'll think about that. And if I have something for you afterwards, I'll relay that.
Yeah, the other day we were saying that you know, among the people that were missing because of visa problems, you had Carlos Perez and Deolis Guerra. Carlos Perez, you said the other day that he's already there. Deolis Guerra is already there, and you have any other kind of situation with the regular players?
Yeah, you know, I forgot to say Barrera is the one guy visa wise who's not here yet in camp either, and this is the guy that, you know, we can't wait to see on the field again. With, you know, we felt like going into last spring that he was going to have an opportunity to get a lot more at bats, and is a nice player, so you know, we're looking forward to getting him here at some point.
Deolis is there? Deolis Guerra?
Guerra, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure which day he's on the field, but he's here.
Thank you, my friend.
Alex?
Right? All right about that? I don't know. You know, we got a lot of guys here, but I believe he's here.
Hey, Bob. In filling the backup catcher position, where does durability injury history factor into that decision, especially over the course of a longer season in 2021 than you guys had in 2020?
You mean as far as Murph goes?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we went into last season, and if we would have started on time, we probably would have been in a situation where Murph plays X amount of games, and then when he doesn't play, he doesn't play. So no pinch hitting, that type of thing. I'm not sure if that'll be the case this time, but it wasn't, as we, you know, were backed up a little bit last year and he had some more time to recuperate and get healthier as far as the knee goes. So I'm not sure if that's going to be the case, but it was a different variable than I was used to have to thinking about. You know, especially when you're carrying two catchers and we tend to pinch hit a little bit, especially with the backup catcher spot. So I'm not sure yet.
Just to follow up on that, like, you know, in looking at all these candidates for the backup catcher spot, I guess I'm trying to get a sense of how much of a factor, you know, prior injury history, durability will be in, you know, in who you guys ultimately go with.
Right. It's tough to tell because I've never had to deal with an injury like this. Baseball injuries, there's a little bit, you know, there's some, you know, some history to go on. But this injury, not much. So really, I don't know how to answer that question at this point. You know, a lot of it also depends on the type of team you have. You know, if you feel like you have a ton of offense and you're profiling defense more, if you feel like you're not up to speed offensively, maybe you target more of an offensive type player. But I don't think we're there yet. And I think, you know, looking at our team right now, we could absorb whatever we think, you know, that particular catcher's strength and weaknesses are, just more about who kind of wins the job and not those type of variables.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.